You're listening to The New Yorker.
No, I'm not anti-turkey at all. I'm pro-turkey. I'm very pro-turkey. I am a vegetarian, though, so it was, a little of this has to do with, like, I mean, there's sort of an irony in Thanksgiving, I guess. So, I mean, I didn't want it to be, you know, a political cover or anything, and I try to make fun of that with the teenage girl a little bit. But there is sort of an inherent brutality about this ritualized, you know, sacrifice or something. So I was trying to make a little joke about that, I suppose. And my Thanksgivings were very warm and Midwestern and family-oriented. And in Nebraska, you know, I grew up around the smell of slaughterhouses and stuff. And sort of, well, yeah, you know, the whole Nebraska meat industry is pretty evident on Saturday mornings when you open the windows, when they're making that week's kill or whatever like that. So it's hard to get away from. I did this a few times when I was in college with strips that I was doing for the student paper. I would actually end them differently depending on which paper you picked up. There were, every time there was a 14-page paper, there'd be a different set of plates. So one semester I ended an entire story in completely contradictory ways. So I don't think anybody ever noticed. But anyway, what it comes down to is that the idea of doing four different covers was there from the beginning, and I tried to come up with a story to fit it. And I started with just a single image first, and then from there I decided to divide the second one in half, and then from that divide it again, and then divide it again. So the covers get increasingly more subdivided as you go, then ending up with that final strip that's actually based on a grid of 256 panels. So the story idea itself simply developed as I worked on the covers. Things occur to me as I write them, and the characters start to come to life to me on the page. I can't sit down and just think about a character and have them form in my mind and then sit down and draw them. They only become real once I start drawing them, and the more I draw them, then the realer they seem. So I started with that single image, and then I just started to think about the characters and their relationship to the environment. I mean, with the fifth one, I was trying to create a sense of the way maybe memory works even more so, a little more non-linearly, and rather than organized, because comic strips are generally traditionally very linear. You read left to right and up and down, and in this case, I actually designed the strip for the internet. I knew that it would open in a browser window and that you wouldn't see the whole thing and that you'd have to use the scroll bar to go up and down with it. So it's one of the few times I've tried to organize a strip according to sort of zones and organize it according to colors and how things are suggested in one's own memory and kind of branch off in different directions simultaneously, which is something really you can only keep track of in your mind, and it's hard to do on the page. But I try to do comics that have some sort of, and here I'm actually paraphrasing something Ben Catcher said maybe many, many years ago that stuck with me, is that he tried to do comics that had the density of a novel, and I think that that's a pretty noble goal, you know. I don't even know if it's worth it or not. It takes a great amount of effort, and by the time you're done, you're 10 years older, and you kind of wonder, where did my life go? So, yeah, I actually pretty thoroughly researched it. I have to say, like, the traditional illustrator's photo file is now entirely at one's fingertips on Google image search, which is kind of great, but I spent a number of days just researching infantry divisions in New York State and making sure that I would at least get something that was more or less right, because I'd assume that there's going to be a few people who read this who would have noticed that something was amiss. I was surprised at the number of illustrated letters that soldiers sent home from World War II. I think there was sort of a real... a lot of soldiers were of the generation where cartooning was sort of seen as... not really necessarily a romantic sort of successful vocation, but it seemed like it just seemed like a lot of people drew comics as a hobby, or it surprised me the number of letters that were illustrated and had little cartoons in the corners of them. So I did want the idea of war to be throughout the entire series of covers, but not in a necessarily overt way, because it's a topic about which I don't necessarily feel entirely qualified to write about, but it's certainly, I was just trying to relate it to maybe the just simple human brutality, I guess, and And how that relates to Thanksgiving, I suppose. That sounds like I've been to art school or something like that, which I have, so.
Thank you for listening to NewYorker.com.